Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Word with me, here you know BT. Suit so low, shout out OCT. No real cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on your own 2 feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Cause I brought up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert, ball alert, ball alert. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast. Available everywhere you get your podcast. Please make sure you like, subscribe, and share our YouTube page at Baller Alert TV. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
I go by the name, you know, BT.
OCT with that.
Are you guys ready to get into the show?
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Ferrari, they always want to know why you're laughing. Like, I think Ferrari's okay. Funny. Like, he just has the
comments. I mean, you know,
I wish we could talk about a lot of stuff.
The camera.
No, but I wish we could talk about a lot of stuff that we talk about off camera
we can't.
Because the stuff that's a lot of times when y'all see the intro when Ferrari's laughing, he's laughing because we said we're talking about some funny shit.
I am going through a slick midlife crisis. Look at my gray hairs, guys. It is coming through.
Jesus. Man, you better put some Beijing on that.
I don't want to. I want them to come, but not like that.
You're aging gracefully.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Almost 40.
Y'all said a guest has some stinking breath or something.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Just in case you missed it.
It's official. Montana becomes the first state to ban TikTok in the United States.
Do you think it's going to last?
Montana.
What do they do there anyways?
Nothing.
They're literally punishing those people in Montana because they don't have anything else to do out there.
Maybe they do know something that we don't know. I think TikTok should be controlled, but at the end of the day, I mean, what is controlled out
there? Well, what's controlled is, you know, our government is control freaks, whether people believe it or not. And they're like, listen, this is a company that you got to understand. Facebook and Instagram, those companies are kind of controlled a little bit by the government. That's why, you know, you see Mark Zuckerberg and all these guys going to court over, you know, certain things.
Information. Let's just put it out there. Our information, TikTok is a China-based
yep.
app, mm-hmm. and our information is being entered into the app, and it's a app that's based in a different country.
Right.
So what are they doing with our information?
I mean, they probably studying us. Those people are smart people, so they probably studying us.
So that's why it's being banned, and people are like, hey, we're entering our information. What are you guys doing with the information? Because
the U.S. is like, we're the only ones that can control us.
We're the only ones that need us information.
You guys see that countries are no longer acknowledging the U.S. dollar? That's a whole other topic for another day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo Gotti says he has $2 million for any lawyer that can get 42 Doug out of jail early. Did you see that post? He posted it on his Instagram story.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted for his birthday, even though Angela Simmons got him a Tessie for his birthday. Lamborghini Del Tessie. That's the one I want.
But they 42 Doug went on his stories and said that his conditions were kind of terrible.
Yeah, bad.
I mean, he's in.
And like they're delaying a lot of things, too.
Yeah, like he had to eat his food or something, or heat his
food
water
with
from
hot,
the shower.
Yeah, with hot water. I mean, but you know, people got to understand is jail. I've never seen a jail, nice jail.
But it's modern day slavery.
Yeah, it is.
Didn't he feel like he was being targeted for something?
Mm-hmm. Rappers are definitely targeted in jail. When you're in jail and you know you're a known millionaire, mm-hmm. those guards don't give a damn. If anything, they'll treat you worse than.
And they happy to see you.
In some places, you'll be okay, but in some places, it depends on who your guards are.
If you go to jail, jail is worse than prison. You know,
yeah, you got jail and you got prison, guys. Mm-hmm. And then you got the federal shit, you got mm-hmm. the state, you got the county. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of stuff. It's different. It's different levels.
Listen, my homeboy FaceTimed me from jail on Instagram.
Yeah, they be having phones
up in
there.
You can have the phone in there.
Well, I don't think you can have one, but I think they be having
them.
Well,
you can't have the phone, but they have phones.
I didn't pick up.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
BTA in it, okay? If it's illegal, BTA doing it.
If I feel like it's illegal.
It's a famous rapper that texts me from jail. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not trying to get him. It's a famous rapper that texts me from jail. I'd be scared to text back and forth with him.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, hey, man. I see the missed call from Instagram. FaceTime me from prison.
Well, speaking of jail, somebody that's teetering with jail, let's get into the Players Ball.
Big baller. I'm a baller.
Ja Morant has released a statement following his suspension.
I've known I've disappointed a lot of people who have supported me. This is a journey, and I recognize there is more work to do. My words may not mean much right now, but I take full accountability for my actions. I'm committed to continuing to work.
I think the statement is bullshit.
I will say the Nike app no longer features Ja Morant's signature shoe.
That's a nice shoe too.
Listen,
ain't nothing but a remix version of the Kyrie's.
Ooh.
Well, I'm not a shoe guy. I don't know.
And they dropped Kyrie for retweeting anti-Semitic.
Yep, anti-Semitic.
Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did I say it right? Tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, same accountability. Cool, but man.
You know, I seen where Suki was talking about, you know, she feel like he's been targeted. And
if it's not a crime, then he has his rights to do what he wants. It's not a crime. So now at this point, I feel like he's being targeted because he's a black successful man. If it's not a crime and you can have your gun that's licensed and you're licensed to carry and you're on your property, he should be able to do that just like how everybody else does it.
I think it's the influence that the NBA holds.
Children should learn to shoot. That's how we protect ourselves. That's how we protect ourselves. Like, to be honest, we need to learn how to shoot. Our children should learn because that's our self-defense and we deserve those rights.
I think guns should be banned altogether.
He didn't break a law, right?
Didn't.
You can own a gun. But then again, he has a Nike contract.
Police wear Nike, okay? Security guards wear Nike. Bodyguards wear Nike. These are people that have guns.
Make sure y'all go check out the Sukiyana interview we just did.
It's a code of conduct, NBA. Right. Code of conduct, Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
Code of conduct, Nike. Code of conduct, I believe it was Powerade. These are four different big brands that were making you millions of dollars. And, you know, I'm not saying that having a gun is illegal. It's perfectly legal to own a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But going like this with your gun, you know, it's just poor taste to me.
But don't you sign something in the NBA that, you know, will the players at least sign something?
You work for the company. Now you're, like, for example, I work for Warner Records. I can't be going around saying some bullshit, doing some bullshit. That's gonna be bad for any company.
No, that's what I was getting to. I was saying that's any brand. Listen, if you work at Walmart and you on Facebook Live with a gun, you're probably going to get
fired. Manager
body.
Or somebody sees it.
I feel like they you know, they're taking it easy on him because at the end of the day, it's like, man, you just did this what, a month ago?
Think about it. The NBA markets to kids. You know, when you got kids watching you and all
exactly.
that stuff, they're trying to make their money.
If you're going
to
pull out your gun, be at a gun range. Show how to disarm it or something. Have the tutorial or something. But not. I don't want to listen to music and then you just going like this. I mean,
this is what he needs to stop doing. He needs to stop listening to NBA Youngboy. He needs to go listen to some gospel. He needs to go listen to some.
He needs to change his.
He
needs
to go listen to some R&B, man.
Stay off social media. How about that? Just stay off social media.
Well, he was off social media, but his homeboy was on social
and
media.
Nobody around you should be on social media.
But that's the thing. You are the company that you keep.
Yeah.
Get some LeBrons around you.
Man, listen.
It's hard, guys. That's hard for a 24-year-old.
No, it's not.
230 millionaire.
No, it's not.
Young man.
It's not hard. It's not hard to have people around you that care about your brand and care about your likeness and the money that you make. It's not hard. Like, why? I don't understand. And, you know, I'm not faulting his friend because his friend obviously had no idea that this dude was about to pull out
and
a gun.
And he dropped the phone as soon as he saw it, but still.
Yeah, but it's
too late because people are screen recording. If John Morant's in the vicinity, someone that's on the live is going to screen record. They're ready.
That's why you got it, man. Listen, when you around those type of people, man, you just got to stay away from the phone. You know what I mean? Like, I've been around, high-level people, and, you know, the phone thing is the biggest thing you be around these people. They be like, hey, man, nobody needs to be on their phone. And it's like, especially, man, you got this big contract, and you work for a big corporation, a billion-dollar corporation. So you think that, like, I would be around, yeah, like, you think I would want to be around somebody like him and be like
I said,
stop recording.
What,
you know
five
what I'm
episodes
saying?
Ago, protect the investment. Protect the investment.
But
John Morant's a very important person. He makes money playing basketball. We don't need anything to go wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're around him, protect the asset.
Mm-hmm. But this also goes back to, you know, almost every episode when we're talking, you know, about young men in sports and becoming millionaires and at a young age, they need a buffer, you know, somebody that can help them transition from where you come from to millionaire status. Like, if you had like a buffer or some type of camp that these people could go to learn how to act.
They can go to my camp.
What's your camp?
My camp is, I mentor a lot of NBA players, young NBA players.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's not called anything. It's called, I get a call from agents and they say, hey, I want to put this player who's going into the NBA around you.
Well, maybe you should start that.
Yeah, maybe you should start a camp.
They should definitely call me because...
How to act camp. BT's how to act camp.
Yeah.
I would say in the beginning, right when you get there, and this is because I know a couple of guys who played the NBA early in their career, they have a sensitivity training and things like that. But, you know, it'd be hard for that to keep up and maintain that.
Who is it led by?
I don't know. But I do know veterans come and speak to the young players, especially when they're rookies. So all rookies have a specific thing that they do. And they have rookie contracts for a reason.
You know, like in music, sometimes when you have a great producer, they'll go and be around the artist, spend time with them, you know, learn them, mm-hmm. and really develop a sound around them.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, I feel like that's what the player needs to do, needs to be around. They need to, you know, go spend some time around people who've already done it, like a LeBron or something like mm-hmm. that, especially when you're a star player and you're having trouble adjusting to your new life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just go and be around some people, you know, and spend some actual time, you know, at least 6 months or something like that, just to learn the ropes on how to act and things of that nature.
You know, what I realize is that I realize a lot with these, you know, these young NBA players is that they don't have relatable people around them. So most of the time, the men that are around these guys are like trainers and, you know, people that physically help them get to a certain level. But mentally, they don't have people that's relatable towards them. So a lot of guys, when agents call me and they say, hey, you know, we want you around this guy because he's around these type of people. A lot of times you just got to show these guys how they need to move. This is how you need to move. This is how your friends need to move, because these guys aren't listening to their friends because they're like, listen, I'm a multimillionaire. These guys are
You can't relate.
Yeah, right. Like, they can't relate. So what I learned is, like, the agents are older guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, I can't go to the nightclub with this guy.
But yeah.
BT could take him there. I can't go to this restaurant. Or I don't know these people here, but they could go with BT. And a lot of things what I always tell these younger players is like, yo, listen, man, make sure that people around you don't have their phones out recording you. You know, make sure nobody's like on live. If they're on live, they need to, like, because it's just not good for the brand. It's like anything that you could do, like an NBA player could be with somebody, be in a room and have 20 girls. That's a bad image for them because they're selling images to kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all their fans are kids.
Yeah, so any NBA players, you know, have your agents reach out to BT, you know, BT @gmail.com. Okay, so let's move on to the playoffs. Any updates?
My Miami Heat are up one against the Boston Celtics. One time for the Heat game. A lot of people are not picking my Miami Heat, but
they
I'm definitely not. And I'm gonna rock with them. Miami Heat will win in six games. It's all good. I'm going with Miami Heat. We go into the finals. That is when I get a little nervous, but we're gonna beat Boston Celtics. Lakers play,
man.
And by the time this episode comes out, I think the Lakers will have it 1-1.
I agree. The Lakers got their ass kicked by Jokic, but you know, in the fourth quarter, they kind of figured out, you know, how to stop him.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's a very like unorthodox player. Like he's not athletic. Yeah, he's not athletic.
But he can shoot. But he had an amazing night, man. Remember, he just right before the halftime, he just threw that one shot up. It went in. Over here, like
him and Luka got the same play style. It's like, facts. But if it's like
they're
it's almost
athletic.
Like if Luka was 7 foot, that's how he would be playing. And that's why it's hard to guard him, because
they didn't stop him though. You can't stop him. You have to contain him.
You can't stop him. And you know, another thing, they got to stop depending on Anthony Davis so much, man. They're like trying to work this dude into the ground.
He's just not going to admit it. I'm pretty sure after the season, whenever that is for him, he's going to get foot surgery. He has a bad foot right now.
You think he hurt?
No, I'm telling you, he's hurt.
They leaning so much on AD,
LeBron,
man.
LeBron is hurt.
If they continue leaning on AD as much as they do,
his energy for the finals. If they can beat Nuggets, I believe the Lakers will win the chip.
AD can't beat the Nuggets by himself.
Yeah, LeBron got to.
Did you see how they was? Man, they was making every three. I'm like, how you gonna beat this team?
That's not gonna happen. Game two, though.
I don't know. I don't know, man. So,
we'll see.
If they can stop Jokic from all this awkward ass basketball
they
he be playing,
they can't.
Like he play, he shoot. Like, the way he shoot is just crazy.
No arc, no nothing. It's just, no, he's not even jumping in the air.
What happened with my Warriors? Because BT was
LeBron
so passionate. BT was so passionate last episode.
He said that they were going to win, didn't he?
Yep.
I said they were going to win. And
he was wrong.
You know what? It's the same thing that I said early in the season. When they got rid of Wiseman, I said, we have no center.
You wasn't saying this 3 weeks ago, though. Three episodes ago, you was not saying
this.
Three episodes ago, I thought
they was going to beat the Lakers. Then when I realized we didn't have nobody to guard Anthony Davis, I said, oh, this shit is over. But
when did you say that? After you told me they were going to beat the Lakers?
I said it when I was watching the game.
Okay.
I was watching Anthony Davis put him to bed, and I said, damn! That's how we going to go out? Hey, Warriors, go get a center, man. Y'all done gave away.
Yeah, they had one, Wiseman.
But he was always hurt. He was hurt for 2 years. He needs to go to Detroit and get right. But get a center. Because you know what? I think Draymond Green gave away the damn game. I think Draymond Green is about to go to the Lakers. He's helped LeBron get a championship because he was too damn happy to lose that game.
Mm.
Draymond is helping LeBron get another ring, and I think Draymond is going to leave the Warriors, and I think he's going to sign with the Lakers.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time.
Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's love versus money on the Baller Alert Show.
Back with the Baller Alert Show, love versus money. Rich the Kid and Tory Bricks.
Oh man. Rich the Kid's my real friend. I fuck with Rich the Kid.
He's doing a lot of cheating in private and public apologies.
That's love, man. He loves her and she loves him. And this is from a friend. This is for love.
Considering they have a family together now,
public apology is love.
Yeah, yeah. If you apologize to the world, because first of all,
I don't want to lose her.
No man wants to do that. No man wants to publicly apologize because it just looks bad. But I think that his love. I mean, me personally, I don't feel like I would ever publicly apologize to a woman. I just think don't do the dirt. You know what I mean? Because this is how you know that, you know, they relationship is kind of real rocky. When a man go on Instagram and got to confess his love for his woman, it's bad, man.
But this isn't the first time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you know, they're dating now and they eventually will probably get married, you know, does it stop then?
I thought they were already married.
Even before they were married, he was cheating and he's still doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess she's just sticking with him till he grows out of it.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Allegedly, Rich the Kid has been cheating. Allegedly. I think he's a really good guy. That's my friend. And I'm sticking beside my friend.
I heard that.
What a weak ass love versus money.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Message.
Time for Baller Mail. Dear Baller Alert, my current girlfriend and I have been at odds since her ex-boyfriend put out an album. My girl is extremely attractive. She used to date a pretty popular rapper. Even I stream his music. Here's the only problem. It's getting very awkward when we both stream his music and I think he's talking about her in a song here or there. It becomes an awkward moment for the both of us for legit the rest of the day. Do I need to suck it up and carry on, or do we need to address the elephant in the room and set boundaries because her ex will be releasing music for some time to come?
Just address it.
Man, who give a shit if who dated who? I was just talking about this.
Dang, dog, your ex used to date Drake, bro.
Man, I wouldn't give a damn. I'm the one doing this now. I'm the one doing that now. I was just talking to my boy Darius yesterday. We was talking about how
Darius that's friends with Drewski.
Yeah, yeah.
Drewski, I'm putting out an APB, missing person alert for Drewski. You didn't did the Ball Alert. You did the Ball Alert interview, but you never did the Ball Alert podcast. Bring your ass on the podcast. Make sure you clip this and edit this. I will be sending it to Drewski. Go ahead, BT.
Okay. So we were having a discussion and we were talking about like how, you know, guys having sex with a girl and some other guy dates it. And we was talking about like Jeff Bezos, you know, when his girlfriend was like all in Leonardo DiCaprio's face and stuff like that when they were like at some dinner. And he was like, man, you think like Jeff Bezos was like heard about that? I said, bro, Jeff Bezos got $100 million and this is his girlfriend right now. You think he care about what another man thinks? And I say that to say this. Who cares about what famous rapper that was with your girlfriend
that's
in the
true
past?
Too, but you know, a lot of white people, they don't care.
Yeah. So,
Jeff Bezos is white.
If you're writing this all out, you sound a little sensitive, my boy. And if you got a very attractive lady, you're going to have to deal with very attractive shit. And unfortunately, somebody had your lady before you. Somebody was tossing her up, tossing the salad.
That ain't going to make you feel better.
Deep sea diving in that punani. You have to accept that and either be with her or shut the fuck up and dump her and break up with her and go be with somebody who ain't as fine and be with her. If you gonna have a very attractive lady, bro, you gonna have to deal with very attractive shit.
Man, listen, don't bring up another man to your woman. Cause I'm gonna tell you, you talking about you don't like her listening to his music and all this stuff. When you bring that man name up, she gonna start back thinking about him. I'm telling you right now, don't bring it up. Matter of fact, find a new rapper to listen to. It's a million rappers now.
I think the guy has got to be Drake or somebody of that caliber. Because if you sent me a advice, be saying that your lady is extremely attractive and her ex boyfriend is a big time rapper, and even you stream his music.
How insecure are you?
Yeah.
Because he's listening to a song, and the artist.
I mean, but your sloppy seconds is Drake. Come on.
I'm not saying it's Drake, but if he's listening to a song and the person is describing his lady, that could be awkward.
Listen, she was just probably another girl. I mean, listen, man, I don't understand why women...
Break up with her, bro. If you can't take it, break up with her.
Yeah, because no woman likes an insecure man. So I'll tell you, yeah. I agree with Ferrari said.
If she fine, you got to deal with fine women shit. Somebody hit that ass before you, big dog. You be all right.
All right, that was Baller Mail. Before we get out of here, we do have a pep talk. Today's topic for the pep talk is the company you keep.
Yeah, you got to watch the company you keep. I think you always got to survey your friends. I think you always got to keep a close eye on your friends because you already know who your enemies are, people you can't rock with. But you just got to keep a good, current, solid relationship with your friends and keep an eye on everything because... Situations where Ja Morant, I don't think should be happening if he had the right friends around him. If he had the right friends around him, in my personal and professional opinion, we would have heard none of this. Because again, a really good solid friend will protect the asset.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta watch the company you keep, because that shit can lead you to jail or death.
So the company you keep is really important, because you want to be around people that can help you win. I see a lot of people hang around friends that don't uplift them, don't get them guidance, don't help them in anything like that. And people always be like, man, how can I get to the next level? Well, look around you. That's the level you're going to be around.
Baller Alert! Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms @Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.